Chapter 28, Breaking Free from Norms. Marcus had always been someone who did the right thing. But what had that really gotten him? He was a hard worker. He had worked hard in school, and he did the same at university. On the side, he had done internships, and he had a side job to gain work experience and make some extra money. That is what his parents and his teachers had recommended, and so he did that. He didn't spend much. He had no expensive hobbies, nor did he go out a lot. Instead, he saved the money and made some investments. He wasn't rich, but over the years, he had done well for himself, considering his young age. But he wanted a girlfriend. He wanted romance. And girls weren't interested in someone like him, who was all work and no play. He tried having fun, but try as he might, he couldn't make conversations at parties, and he had no rhythm for dancing. None of this was any fun to him. Girls didn't mind talking to him, but they never saw him as anything more than a conversational partner. When he had met Melissa, it had been different. Of course, he liked her, that was the easy part, but he thought that there had been a mutual connection. And then she had just stopped seeing him. The prospect of a romantic relationship, something he so desperately wanted, had appeared to be within his grasp, but then taken away. But he had not been able to stop thinking of her, her beauty, her soft blonde hair, her melodic voice when she spoke, her shiny water blue eyes when she looked into his. None of this let him go. But then she got together with Captain Abs. It had been like a slap in his face. Arbeck was supposed to be better than he? It was so infuriating. How was Arbeck a better choice than him? It gnawed at him, and everyone he knew here was fucking. Tariq was fucking Amina. Arbeck was fucking the woman he, Marcus, loved. Heck, even the old pensioners here, Gekken, had slaves to fuck. How did he end up being the one sexless loser, he wondered, when he always did the right things? Over the course of the last 2 weeks, he had been talking to those pensioners. They liked to hang out at the pool with their sex slaves and were always up for a chat. They had made him understand that life is what you make of it. That life was short. You can stick to society's norms or you can have fun. There are no medals to be had for being a good boy. We only have one life and we have to make the most of it. Society's norms deprived men of a good life. They existed to channel men's creative energies, to serve the interests of others. They were never in favor of men. Whenever society wanted men to behave in a certain way, it was to the detriment of men, they told him. And serving society was pointless because society wouldn't have his back in adversity. Having a good life meant to judge for himself what was good and what was not. He had to think for himself what was in his best interest. If he did not pursue his interests, no one else would. It was him who had to act, to take life into his own hands, live by his own rules. Marcus had found those ideas hard to process. He would lay awake at night. The stars outside offered little comfort as he tossed and turned alone in his bed. The pensioner's words would echo in his mind like a mantra. Life is what you make of it. But the gap between him who did the right thing and the pensioners who had slaves seemed vast. He felt a pang of guilt for wanting to be more like them. His first reaction had been to reject their ideas. But on the other hand, these old men were fucking, and he was not. So who was he to tell them that they were wrong and he was right? And whenever they met at the pool, he continued listening to what they had to say.
"It's all about perspective, Marcus,"
Horst, one of the pensioners, had said.
"You've been a pawn to society's game. Now's your time to be the player."
Marcus nodded, though his heart was pounding with the weight of what this meant.
"But owning someone, isn't that just wrong?"
Werner, the other pensioner, chuckled dismissively.
"Wrong according to who? Western morals? They don't care about you. They won't support you when the chips are down, will they? There's no reward for playing by society's rules."
Women are not going to just come to you, Marcus.
Horst continued in a paternal tone.
If you want one, you have to claim one for yourself.
Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Werner interjected.
Einstein said that.
No, he didn't.
Horst laughed.
Fine, whatever. The point is, whatever he is doing is clearly not working for him.
Werner clarified. Later, when he was alone, Marcus reflected on their words. He found himself unable to counter their arguments. He wondered if, in this odd foreign land, he was finally uncovering truths he'd always sensed but never acknowledged. Truths that had been obscured by the society he'd lived in. When Melissa had been enslaved, he had found it abhorrent. But then he saw her with Arbeck, and his feelings were replaced with jealousy. Melissa should be his, and she should be looking at him like she looked at Bicep Brain. Then Melissa had been repossessed, and he had seen his chance. Well, he had enough money saved up to pay her fair market price. Sure, it was a lot. But in return, he would get Melissa, the most beautiful woman in his mind. He didn't want some slave girl from Mutual Mastery. They meant nothing to him. He wanted Melissa. Fate was presenting him with an opportunity here. He could seize it, or he could let this play out. If he allowed events to unfold, then Melissa would be lost to the system, possibly never to be seen again. He had failed to win her over when they were dating. He had blown his chance. It was rare that life granted a second chance, but it was doing so now, and this time, he would not fail to get her. But if he bought her, then he would own Melissa. And then what? Well, he could do the right thing and free her. But he had been doing the right thing his entire life. And again, what had that really gotten him? A life without love and without sex. Or he could stop being a good boy and grow up. He could stop following rules that did not serve him. He could, for once, emancipate himself from society's expectations and pursue his own dream. Fate was giving him the opportunity to be with the girl of his dreams. All he had to do was break the shackles of society's expectations and act. He would never get a chance like this again.